Welcome to Shovel Talk, a podcast for economic developers from your friends at the Golden Shovel Agency.
Hello, Golden Shovel Nation. Darren Varley back again for the final episode of Shovel Talk in 2023, and it's time for our year in review. You guys really liked this last year because we know that because it's been our most listened to podcast since the launch of this. What a year at Golden Shovel. I would say the theme of the year is growth. Staff, clients, and products and services. But hey, let's let the team talk a little bit more about this, and we'll kick off our lineup of Golden Shovel teammates talking a little bit about 2023 and what's on tap in 2024 with Craig Colby-Arnson from Place VR. Take it away, Greg.
Hello, everyone. Greg Colby-Arnson here, executive producer and director of Golden Shovel's video production division that's known as, well, Place VR. Here we are again, the top of the calendar. Another year coming up to completion as we welcome 2024 just around the proverbial corner. Our video team had another terrific production year with a lot of production travel in the mix. You know what I love second best about what I'm privileged to be able to do in my job? Well, it's to travel, to see firsthand all the regions, communities, businesses, both big and small, and flat out beautiful areas that I get to help promote. It is amazing. So it's been 6 years now that I've been lucky enough to work in the economic development channel with Golden Shovel Agency. And the more production work that I do, the more I realize how much I love what I do. And you may be asking what I love first best. Well, our clients, of course. It's you, and you know who you are. These are folks committed to making their community the best it can be. I'd also be remiss if I didn't mention how lucky I am to work with the committed group of professionals that make up our agency here at Golden Shovel. I'm not just saying that because many are going to hear this recording, but because I really do admire who our team is and the effort each puts in what they do. There's a genuine commitment that many companies promote and say they have, but in my honest opinion, we authentically actually have and work and live that commitment. I work in that environment and experience it every day. I've mentioned many times to our team throughout the year how I've slowly noticed that our Monday morning meeting attendee numbers keep growing. This growth is really very exciting. Well, 2023 was another banner year for travel for myself and for Place VR. I took to the road in an RV for a month to work remotely and made my way all the way to Florida from Wisconsin. And I tell you what, that is an office. I was fortunate to meet many people from a diverse group of communities along the way. From there, Aaron Briswan and I headed much further south of Florida and made our way to Guatemala, where we recorded the good work of our friends at Oregon Trail Electric Cooperative, who, with other electrical co-op partners, electrified a rural community deep in the Guatemalan mountains. I was there to record the trip's events and volunteer efforts, and I got to meet a spectacular group of linemen and board members giving of their time off to help a needy community with their expertise. And I have proof that we'll show Aaron also got to work. He rolled up his sleeves and painted a rural school with fresh blue paint. He wasn't the only one. There were a lot of volunteers that helped, but it was a truly meaningful experience with their expertise. My takeaway was that I'll never forget the looks on the family's faces when the power was turned on for the first time and a single light bulb illuminated, something I take for granted every day with the flip of a switch, but will always remember for the rest of my life. This trip is now in post-production, being recapped by our senior editor, Benjamin Watkins, and will be available to see in the next coming months, so stay tuned. From there, travels took me to northern Minnesota, not too far from our neighbors in Canada, to Cohasset, Minnesota. I shot footage on a project that included promotion of an industrial piece of property, and along with our animation and graphic artist, Brendan Stern, we created virtual buildings and rail service spur lines in virtual reality. I didn't hesitate to jump on a plane soon after that project to spend a few weeks in Europe visiting my son and to collect more virtual reality footage overseas. I was able to visit 7 countries in 21 days and learn that That is an extremely enthusiastic schedule, and I probably would never do that again. But the outcome was I recorded some remarkable VR footage. Well, back to domestic travel. In June, in very hot June, Jay Burnham, our Place VR video editor and location photographer, he and I traveled to Columbus, Georgia, Georgia's second largest city, and we worked on recording content for 8 individual programs, including content for 30 promotional TikTok videos. Within a week, we both aggressively shot hours of footage and put the drone to a lot of use. We're seeing a lot of standard video production now, keeping up with our virtual reality work, and our aerial work is almost always used as a standard perspective. September provided another wonderful trip again to see our friends at Oregon Electric Co-op in Eastern Oregon, where I recorded updated material, and Aaron also spoke as a guest speaker at a live event. Then it was back off to the Midwest to deploy the drone in another site-specific shoot promoting a 100-acre industrial park for Chippewa Valley Economic Development. This time only 2 hours' drive for me, where I live in western Wisconsin. The weather cooperated, and we got some terrific footage, and I was home again the same evening, and that was a first. Well, Place VR continues to travel to all corners of the earth as needed as we shoot more virtual reality, standard high-definition footage, develop high-end animation, and continue aerial photography. And we have some new exciting offerings in Place VR to come, so again, stay tuned. I'm looking forward to a production trip in the Great Northwest, as well as New Jersey next year, and I hope to make it out to your community very soon. Thanks for listening to my 2023 travel log, and my very best to you and your family this holiday and for the upcoming year. Here's to an awesome 2024, and with that, cut. That's a wrap. Thanks.
Hey, everyone. This is John Marshall, president of Golden Shovel. Happy holidays to y'all. Just giving you a quick recap of what we've done as far as business development in 2023. And so we've expanded the sales team out to 6 people and looking to add more. Very exciting growth in the sales team this year. We have Warren, Laura, Michelle, Dan, Jeff, and Alex, and looking to bring on a couple more in 2024. We also made a push and expanded it into the tourism industry with some new products and marketing, and are bringing some additional clients on in that side of the economic development space. We're also developing some new tools specific to tourism as well. We completed or are in process of completing 2 large workforce attraction initiatives in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Columbus, Georgia, and using some new tactics to attract qualified workers in both of those areas. Very exciting to see that develop. We had our best year ever as far as sales and product development, bringing on new clients. And so very excited about the prospects of 2024 as we move into the new year. Also, we're doing a TikTok tourism campaign, which a lot of you may have seen. Please reach out if you're interested in participating in that. We still have a couple of spots available for that if people want to be a part of it. And our focus for 2024, as far as business development goes, is we're going to make a larger push internationally. And that includes all international clients, but specifically, we're going to have a focus on our friends to the north up in Canada. So looking forward to putting that together. And really appreciate everybody's support and positive things that they say about our organization. We're excited to continue to serve you in the new year. Hope you all have a great holiday season, and we'll see you in 2024.
Me again, Darren Varley, VP of Client Retention and Creative Services here at Golden Shovel. And it's my turn to tell you a little bit about what happened in 2023 and what we're looking forward to in 2024. On a personal note, made a big move this year, took full advantage of the virtual working environment here at Golden Shovel and moved 2.5 hours south from St. Paul, Minnesota to La Crosse, Wisconsin, getting closer to family and just time for a change, right? Always good for a change in your life. So me and my wife, Krista, made the move in October and now we're fully settled 2.5 hours south. Not quite warmer than St. Paul, but hey, it's a little bit warmer than St. Paul that we've noticed. So that has been a very exciting and big move for us. Golden Shovel as a company, as I talked about in the opening, we've grown staff-wise quite a bit in the past couple of years. And bringing on these new folks onto our team obviously brings in some new skill sets. So as some of you know out there, Golden Shovel cut its teeth on web design and development. You know, we built a wonderful economic gateway with all kinds of user-friendly tools for economic developers like you. And, you know, that's how we grew. So that's still our backbone, right? Web design and development. But we've expanded into so many other services now. We are a full-service ad agency now. I think we can honestly say that, and I think it's very, very true. However, we still have our niche in economic development. Let's not forget that. But digital campaigns were a really big aspect of our business this year. Bethany and her team kind of lead that charge. They've done a wonderful job. We've ventured into the TikTok world. I'll leave that one alone. I'll leave that for our younger staff members to talk about at some point. So if you're interested in that, please let your gatekeeper rep know, and you know, we'll bring someone on the call to talk a little bit about that. We're doing some traditional design work, a lot of collateral design this year. So that's been a lot of fun for me, an old crusty graphic designer. I'm getting my chops sharpened up on that kind of work again. And also internally, we implemented a internal sales process, right? Rewarding our team members for leads they bring in, upselling our clients. Not the greatest word. Maybe I'll take that word back. Letting our clients know, hey, we're here and available and have the capabilities to offer services above and beyond on web design and development. So that has gone gangbusters. We are so happy, so proud of our team members for spreading the word on what we can offer our clients. So that was super, super successful this year. And we're only hoping that to keep on growing here in 2024 and in the future. So as you know, I manage that gatekeeper service that you guys are all aware of. A lot of you on this call, I assume, have that with us and have your gatekeeper service rep that you work with on a monthly basis. So in 2022, we made a lot of improvements in that. We added these shovel tips videos, these short, hopefully around 2-minute videos, offering up some educational material in a very loose, lighthearted format. Some of the topics we touched on was simply growing your LinkedIn account, your LinkedIn business page. We touched on that. ADA compliance, something that's becoming a bigger thing, I guess, lack of a better term, that we need to be concerned about as far as our web design and development and how we manage sites. That's something we really have to consider these days. So we have a fairly comprehensive shovel tip out there from our development head talking about that. So if that's something you want to learn more about, please check out our gatekeeper services dashboard. I'll talk about that here in a second. We also have a shovel tip on the new G4 Google Analytics. Google Analytics platform made a major update. I'm not going to say upgrade just yet. Not sure if I'm super happy about it, but it is an update, and it's quite a bit different than the previous version. So we have a shovel tip out there talking about the changes in that. That was done by Victor Perez, who I'm sure a lot of you on this pod who are listening are familiar with. And also we have one in there that I always like to remind our audience about is educating your board on the gatekeeper service and also ways that you can try to get your board more engaged. I think that's always something that probably all boards struggle with, you know, trying to get all the board members engaged with the organization that they are representing and also keeping them aware of what you're paying for. So there's a shovel tip out there talking about that. These shovel tips live on our gatekeeper services dashboard. That's something we created in 2023. That's kind of a one-stop shop for our links to our podcasts, our webinars, our education materials, these shovel tips I talked about, plus some other good educational nuggets you can find on there. Kind of a one-stop shop that you can go to find this stuff, rather than emailing your gatekeeper rep. But hey, don't worry about that. Keep emailing that person if you need something. So our biggest addition on the gatekeeper side of things in 2023 was the addition of Erica Franks as a gatekeeper client manager. She brings in a wealth of experience. She's taken the ball with her clients and really take that ball and started to run. All right. So she brings in a lot of experience. She's been on the nonprofit side of things. She has managed SEO for clients. She's very familiar with Google Ads. Just a freelance marketer, dabbling in all kinds of different industries throughout the years. And she's also been an entrepreneur. She's opened and started her own business. So we're really excited to have her on the team. And she's, she is an asset for Amanda and myself. She is educating us on things. So again, we're looking forward to building her client list in 2024. And thank you, Erica, and welcome to the team. You've been a wonderful addition. So 2024, what are we up to here in the gatekeeper service? Well, I'll say there's not as many things on the to-do list for 2024 as there was for 2023. But I would say the focus for us is to improve client communication. Maybe that's the best way to say it. We have revised our content plan template, hopefully to get our clients kind of more engaged with that document. We want to make that document kind of a one-stop destination for all of the content that we're working on for our clients. So that's the biggest part of the gatekeeper service. We all know that. Creating fresh, new content for you using our copywriting team. We want this content plan document to kind of be the go-to for the copywriter, for the gatekeeper rep, and for you, the client. So that's something that we're working on. Some of you may have been introduced to that content plan template already. Some of you will meet that content plan template in the upcoming year. Another maybe minor thing that we're going to do, but we're hoping this will help communication efforts, is revising our clients' notes template. That's that nice little email that you get after every call, kind of summarizing what was chatted about during that month's gatekeeper meeting. We're revising that. We're going to simply put urgent tasks at the top. Obviously, you can, when you get that reply email, there come some of the notes are kind of buried within links to our expert content and other notes. We want to make those front and center so we can stay on top of tasks, get things done quicker, and also keep you informed on what is on your plate and also what's on our plate so we can get tasks done quicker, more efficiently, and keep everybody aware of what's going on. So there you have it. That's my report for 2023. I am super looking forward to 2024. I want to thank all of our Golden Shovel clients. I want to thank all of my Golden Shovel team members for another wonderful year. And again, I'm really looking forward to 2024. Thank you all.
Season's greetings. My name is Aaron Bressois, and I'm the CEO of Golden Shovel Agency. I'm absolutely amazed at what our team has accomplished in 2023, and I'm very much looking forward to an even more exciting 2024. And since I work closely with the development team, I wanted to share some of the cool things we built this year and a couple of the exciting launches we have planned for next year. And if you recall, in 2022, we launched version 3 of the Economic Gateway, which is our software for building and managing economic development websites. And that has allowed for many new enhancements this year, really laid the groundwork for those. One of the ones I'm particularly excited about is a new interactive maps tool called the Map Tools. And that allows us to do a variety of things like highlight target industries or show drive times or show some various business clusters. We can use it so many different ways, and it's been fun throughout the year hearing different creative ways that our clients have been interested in using that. And we've also integrated a brand new editor into the admin side to make it easier to update and be more creative with the layouts that are on the economic development website pages. So there's a whole wide range of under the hood updates that we made, mainly to make the websites run a little faster, but also really a big focus on increasing mobile performance. And we were able to execute those this year. And that's been exciting to see that run smoother than ever. We also did lots and lots of front-end design enhancements. And the goal here was really to come up with more creative ways that we could use the designs to really tell the story of a community. We have made a variety of new navigation options for the sites. We've worked on whether it's how the various graphics can interact, some of the carousels on the top, some different treatments for those. And just, I believe that the latest designs that are coming out are some of the best we've ever made. And also, I just noticed that the topic of the sites has changed. Some of the trends that we've had. First of all, we've been doing some websites for tourism, which has been an exciting move into that territory. Certainly, tourism and economic development, especially as it comes down to workforce attraction and talent attraction, is all connected. And so we've put quite a bit of energy into exploring that. And I'm really excited about where that's going to take us next year. We've made websites that are very specifically targeted towards targeting talent and exploring careers. And I have to say, something that's a little bit of a newer trend are sites dedicated to business retention and expansion, where the whole site or a whole section of sites just focused on supporting the businesses that are in the community and making it clear with information on how to connect with each other, how to get support and advisory from the EDO or the county or the city, and really make sure that there's resources available to keep the businesses that are in the communities thriving. We've also found that there's been more integration of our services as a whole combining into the websites. That's been exciting as we've put way more video. We had a really great year of all sorts of different types of video projects, whether they were in the VR space or just traditional video, drone video, doing video banners. Those have really added a lot to the websites. And even, as we found out, even just putting video into the sites really helps them to be found on search engines and makes great content for social media and the like. The writing team has been writing more content for sites than ever. Certainly, I think the last time we had checked, we had somewhere between 800 and 1,000 new articles that we've written, success stories for communities across the country and internationally onto those sites, which really keeps those websites current and makes them more successful. And then really a high focus on just using the websites as a tool for lead generation to help figure out what are the companies that are coming to the sites and how do you connect with them, making sure that we're able to gather that type of information to make it a more than just a site with a bunch of information and really a tool for cultivating relationships. So those are just a handful of things that we were just working on in 2023. There's all sorts of stuff coming up in 2024. Some of these tools we've already done the proof of concept on. Some of them we've got them built and we'll just be launching them next year. But there's some exciting things. A couple of those are a brand new reporting tool, where we can make reports right out of the websites. And really excited about this. We're just doing the trials right now, so you can expect to hear about that coming up in first quarter. And we've been also looking to build some member management tools in 2024 that can bring additional support to some of our clients, like the chambers and the associations, where they have larger memberships and they just needed to be able to manage that, whether in the administrative side and connecting it to the front end of the websites. So I think most exciting is we have been focusing on integrating AI and particularly ChatGPT into the Economic Gateway software. And that's going to support our tools that support search engine optimization. And we're going to come up with a variety of other ways that we can integrate it, and just excited to share that. I think it's really going to bring a lot of support and make the lives easier for the economic developers that we've been supporting. And so that was just a little preview of what's to come. I'll end with a heartfelt thanks to the Golden Shovel team and all of our clients that give us the opportunity to serve them. And well, they make their communities better places to live. So thank you.
Hello, Shovel Talk listeners. This is Warren Westcott, Vice President of Sales at Golden Shovel and our video division, Place VR. It's exciting to be a part of a unique podcast episode like this, where I get to offer some insights into what our sales team does, how we interact with prospects, what products and services we talk about, who we're talking with from an organizational standpoint, and how that parlays into 2024. I also think I have one of the more interesting jobs in all of economic development. I get a chance to talk with a variety of economic developers. I get to learn about their work. I get to learn about what their team is doing. I get to talk with them about success stories or specific successes that they've had, but also talk about some challenges that they're up against, and really try and map out some short and long-term goals and what marketing best practices or marketing and communications best practices they would see as assisting them the most in the quarters ahead. So unlike other marketing generalist firms who are looking to work with a wide variety of industries, you know, maybe they want to work in the legal profession, maybe they want to work with automotive, maybe they want to work with the service industry, maybe they want to help people build a marketing campaign around selling widgets online. That's definitely not Golden Shovel. We have been singularly focused on economic development for a good 15 years now. And our team is really very focused on a deeper level of economic development knowledge. Whereas a generalist firm many times can't hire people with that knowledge because the client base for economic development, or in other words, economic development clients, is too far and few between. So what we're doing is really, again, stacking the deck in a way that we can recommend proven practices because our people are experts in those areas. We can talk about innovative approaches. We can talk about every level that is, you know, maybe the juggernaut of economic development, whether it be business attraction, workforce attraction, getting the attention of site selectors, foreign direct investment. I could probably go on and on. But we, as an organization, Golden Shovel, is probably best known for three things: website development, strategic marketing approaches, kind of ongoing approaches or ongoing marketing, and cutting edge video projects. So a lot of video projects that we are doing right now could be in four or five different areas of focus. So we do quite a bit of work in traditional video. We're doing work in 360 virtual reality video, which we were the pioneer of in economic development. We're also doing work in drone footage, a very strong, you know, emphasis on drone footage. We're also doing 3D mapping of existing buildings, so helping people to really showcase the buildings that they want to market, or they want to, market the property as a whole. So anybody could take a tour regardless of where they're at, a virtual tour, as long as they have access to the internet. And then just a lot of also rendering, or, you know, virtual rendering of buildings. That's a big part that we're doing as well. So all of those things kind of factor into, what Golden Shovel can bring to the table. But whenever we do interact with economic development leaders who maybe they're not clients yet, they might say, hey, can you share with us what what products and services you offer, how you deliver those, how often you deliver, and what's kind of your process? So a lot of times we will set up a fact finder, what we call a fact finder meeting. It's really more of an introduction meeting. But during that fact finder meeting, it's usually via Zoom, we'll talk a lot about their organization, a lot of Q&A back and forth, just to get a setup of what their organization's like. And then we also want to get into how they want to be seen in the marketplace, or how would they like to reach their ideal target audience. And once they do that, what would they want to say, or what do they want to offer to that audience? So that's a big part of what we're doing. If I were to look across the board and say, what areas of economic development are we really active in? I would say, and these are, you know, we probably have clients in all of these areas to, you know, greater levels, lesser levels, but it's about 270 active clients across North America, and then 9 countries is where we're at from a numbers standpoint. But this would be, we're working with economic development groups or departments within cities, counties, regions, states, provinces. We're working with EDCs, IDAs, or industrial development authorities. We're working with a lot of power or electric utilities. I would say port authorities is right up there, as are chambers of commerce, tourism, CVBs, all of those. And then some unique groups, I would say economic development associations, whether we statewide or regional. We also work with a lot of workforce development groups to help them get the message out and really work in their specific areas. Also, I'd probably say rounding out that group would be like industrial parks, mega sites. But that's pretty much who we're working with. If somebody's not within those groups I just mentioned, we probably wouldn't be working with them, just wouldn't fit. So it's really exciting to be working with an organization that has that kind of focus. And I'm just really proud that we could have this little podcast today, share with you what we're doing, and look forward to a great 2024. Thanks.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you had a wonderful 2023. I know that we did at Golden Shovel. I very much enjoyed getting to know and work with so many of you and presenting throughout the country some of our thought leadership this year. For those who don't know me, my name is Bethany Quinn. I am the Vice President of Strategy and Content Development for Golden Shovel. And one of my passion projects is making sure that our Resource Learning Center is always as robust as possible for all of you, the economic development community. So I wanted to take a second to show this to you in case you did not visit our Resource Learning Center in 2023. So if you go to our website, you will find a variety of free economic development training tools. These are designed to help elevate the entire community and make sure that whether you are a brand new economic developer or someone who is simply looking for fresh ideas, you have free research and information available at your fingertips. You'll see information presented in several forms, ebooks, podcasts, and webinars, for example. So if you go to the ebook section, this is where you will find a lot of our thought leadership content, and you can download them for free, which we encourage you to do so. You're going to find information on things like how to develop a strong marketing and SEO strategy, how to leverage AI for economic development going into 2024, and how to tackle things like housing, workforce, and childcare issues. So we encourage you to check this Resource Learning Center frequently in 2024 to attend our webinars and to stay in touch with Golden Shovel, because if you have a challenge, we're here to help you solve it, all the way from strategy development to implementation. Thank you, everyone, and I wish you a happy new year.
Well, that was fun. What a year it was in 2023 here at Golden Shovel. Before we sign off for the year, do a little housekeeping, all right? I hope you all were able to attend our latest webinar on December 13th, Unleashing the Power of AI and Chat, GPT in Economic Development Content Creation. I do believe it was our most attended webinar ever. Don't quote me on that, but well, that's what I'm hearing in the rumor mill. There will be a corresponding ebook sent out along with this webinar. Some of you may have already received it. Maybe some of you have already read it by the time you listen to this podcast. So if you're unable to attend that live, the recording of the webinar does live in our Resource Learning Center. You learned a lot about that from Bethany on this podcast, so you can listen to the recording of it there. And also, like I said, this ebook likely might be in your inbox as you hear me speak right now. Golden Shovel social media. Like us at Shovel Toss. Follow us on Twitter at Gold Shovel. Follow us on LinkedIn at Golden Shovel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Golden Shovel Agency. And we now have TikTok. Follow us there at Golden Shovel Agency. So, hey, I want to thank all of you listeners out there. I want to thank all of our clients, and I want to thank all of our team members for a wonderful 2023. As you have heard, lots of good stuff upcoming in 2024. So happy holidays to all of you, and we'll be chatting in 2024.